The book of Isaiah, chapter number 5, verse number 20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Doesn't that sound like today's generation?
Yep.
Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine, men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteous and righteousness of the righteous from him. Therefore, listen to this, as the fire devoureth the stubble, and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Listen to me. This is the generation, this describes our generation.
Right, right.
What I just read to you. Amen. Now they call good evil and evil good. If you stand against the sins of today's lifestyles, then we're bad people.
Amen.
The time, the tide has turned.
Yeah.
The generation has changed.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Amen. And the very words that I just read to you in the book of Isaiah describe this generation. Amen. You don't have to stand. I'm going to read a few more verses in the book of Luke, chapter number 9. Amen. The book of Luke, chapter number 9. I'm trying to find my verse here. Amen. And behold, 38. And behold, a man of the company cried out, saying, Master, I beseech thee, look upon my son, for he is mine only child. This man had a son, and he said, he's the only son I've got. Amen. He's my only child. And lo, a spirit taketh him, and he suddenly crieth out, and it teareth him that he foameth again, and bruising him hardly departeth from him. And I besought thy disciples to cast him out, and they could not. And Jesus answering said, O faithless and perverse generation. Here's where I'm going to take my text from here today. O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Amen. Bring thy son hither. Verse 42. And he was yet a coming, and the devil threw him down and tear him. Let me tell you something. The devil still tears people's lives up today.
Right.
The devil's still in the business of tearing up homes today.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. The devil's still in the business of tearing up churches today.
Right.
It tore this young man. Amen. And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit. Now, somebody said, Brother Jason, do you believe in demon possession? Well, that's not going to be my entire message today, but I believe in demon possession.
Yep.
I believe the devil has probably greater is he that is within us than he that is within God is the greater power. Amen.
Right.
But did you know we're fighting this very day a spiritual battle? Amen. We're fighting a spiritual warfare. Amen. The devil has power. And demons do possess people. Amen. And once again, this is not my entirety of the entirety of my message. Amen. But people get possessed by demoniac spirits.
Right.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. I'm going to get into this a little deeper in just a moment. Amen. And healed the child. Jesus laid hands and healed the child and delivered him again unto his father. And they were all amazed at the mighty power of God. But while they wondered, everyone, all things which Jesus did, he saith unto his disciples, let these sayings sink down into your ears, for the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men. If the Lord would help me here for just a few minutes today, and I sure need his help. Amen.
Come on.
And I've never been afraid to tackle hard topics. A lot of preachers are. And I'm going to fight the very hordes of hell in this service today. Amen. And I'll fight the very hordes of hell after this service today. And I pray that God would help me. Amen. If the Lord would help, I'm going to preach on a twisted generation. Amen. A twisted generation. This generation that we're in today is a confused generation.
Right.
It has been taught doubt. Amen. And the frustration reflects the same harassed thinking as Pilate expressed. Amen. When Pilate said, "What is truth?" Amen. I feel like we've raised a generation of people today. They don't know what the truth is. Amen. We have raised a generation now. And what is a generation? Well, some claim it's 20 years. Amen. Every 20 years is a generation. But we've raised at least one generation, possibly two generations, that know not the word of God. Amen. We kicked God out of our schools. We let a woman, Madeline O'Hare, one woman, Brother Earl, come in and kick prayer out of school many years ago, many generations. Amen. You might as well say amen or away. I'm going to preach it if you sit and look at me. And I'm going to preach it if you help me here today. Amen. And we let one woman, Brother Earl, come in, amen, and take prayer right out of our school systems. Amen. And thank God in here. We let them, amen, take the Bible, amen, out of our school systems, out of the public, amen. And even in my recent generation, we watched them take the Ten Commandments off the courthouse walls. Amen. Oh, yeah. I tell you what, maybe we should just go ahead and take our money and burn it in the furnaces also, because on that money said, "In God we trust." Amen. Even our forefathers knew the importance to keep God number one in our society. Amen. Great God. Amen. From Washington, George Washington, and you come on up, them early presidents, they come together with the Constitution of the United States of America, and it's based upon biblical principles. Do you know why? Because our founding fathers understood, and they realized that if America was going to prosper, that we must put and keep God first in our society. Amen. God in it. Amen. Amen. And I come to tell us America is on a fast slope to hell. And you know why? Because we have kept God out of our society. Amen. Oh, yeah. There was a time, amen, that moms and dads took their children and took them down to the house of God. There was a time that we revered God in our families and in our homes and in our schools and in our churches. And I'm getting ready to make a statement that might totally blindside some of you. But do you know our children, they can't even hardly hear about God in churches today? Amen. Churches are a place of entertainment. Churches are a place to shut the lights down and turn the strobe lights on and shoot the fog. Amen. It's just a place of entertainment. I come to tell the devil right in his face today, this ain't a place of entertainment. This is a place that I come to show my children how to get in contact with God. This is a place that we come to and say, "As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord." Hey, I come to tell this. It's a twisted generation. This is a generation that have raised their children to do what's right in their own eyes.
Jesus.
Oh, yes. Praise God. Amen. The Bible said to sow to the wind is to reap the whirlwind. Oh, yes. Galatians 6 and 8, he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Amen. And that's what we've done, Mother Earl. We sowed to the flesh. Do what's right. Amen. Do what you want to do. Now, this young man and this dad, Brother Tommy, that I read to you my text in the book of Luke, his son somehow played with fire and he got possessed by a demon. Amen. I get frustrated. These boys, if you know, I got a lawn service. I was talking to Terry a little bit. I thought I was the only guy that had this problem. He said he had that problem. These guys show up some days, man, they're ready to work, and some days they're loopy. Come on. Hey, but Michelle said, "Jason, I don't know how you put up with it." Oh, that old fella helps me. He's the number one worker, Brother Tommy. That's the only reason I put up. Man, that guy's a good worker if it's a good day for him. Amen. But some days ain't so good. It's a sad, Brother Earl. Amen. I go down there and pick him up sometimes at the clinic when I have to go downtown to start the day. Other days he rides a bus back up on the west end. But anyway, I go down there, Brother Tommy. You'd be surprised. Amen. They line up in lines by the groves standing in that clinic. Oh, it's a sad thing. Jesus said, bring him to me. And as that father was bringing him, amen, the devil tear him. He cast him down. The devil's ripping this society to shreds while we stand back and say, I've got rights. I've got, hey, I come to, you ain't got no rights other than kneel down in an altar of prayer and beg God to save you and beg God to spare this society. Amen. I come to tell us the sin of today's society is killing us.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Woo! Yes, God.
God bless you.
Oh, God.
God.
Amen. Society preferring formats, rituals, intellectual exercises, amen, faces of superhuman, amen. Oh, civilization is in a collision course. What possibilities for utter confusion there would be, amen. Oh, were the road signs, amen, not on the highway. Oh, yeah. Every now and again you'll read in the paper, amen, how that somebody got on the wrong way. They was going down a one way. I did that a time or two when I moved down here, Brother Anthony, to Huntington. Came out from the country. Didn't even have a red light in my city. And sometimes you come down and I'd make a wrong turn on a one way street. But thank God somebody flashed a light. Thank God somebody had a sign up. You're going the wrong way. But the problem is, we got too many yellow belly preachers. We got too many 6-foot icicles that won't hang a sign up. They won't cry loud and spare not and say, you're going the wrong way. Hey, I come to tell us society is going the wrong way. America, amen, is on a fast slope, amen, to nowhere. When thousands, I read conflicting information back there a while ago, but thousands upon thousands of people are murdered in America every single day. Thousands, amen, of babies are murdered every single day in this country. While we stand back and say it's the mama's right, glory to God. And I said, I'm going to tackle, amen, some controversial issues today. And I understand, I'm not saying that mama's life's at stake and the baby's life. I understand there's some things, amen, that can equal into the occasion. Amen. But millions of babies in America, amen, oh, have been murdered by the price. And I'm not any political team today, but at the price of some politician lining his pockets with money. Hey, I come to tell you, amen, Trump or Biden or Obama or Bush, the last president of this nation, I come to tell you today, somebody needs to stand up and say, if we're ever going to get our kids off dope, if we're ever going to dry up liquor and alcohol in this country, it's going to take some old-fashioned, God-fearing men and women to arise and say, this generation is twisted and we need God to get us back on the right path.
Yes, Lord.
I think it was 2 Super Bowls ago.
Bless you, Lord.
I read the statistics of how much beer they was going to sell.
Bless you, Lord.
That Super Bowl. Amen. And somebody broke it down and related it to a river. Said it'd be enough beer to flow down a river. Amen. In one day in this country. Woo! Oh, I wonder if we could take the proceeds of that beer that America spent. They drank enough beer to run down a river. I wonder, Brother Tommy, if we could take the proceeds, amen, of that ungodliness, hey, amen, and put it in the ministry for that week alone. Not only in America, but I'm sure around the world. Amen, Brother Earl, and we can make an impact. We spend more money in this country on vacation. Hey, listen to this. We spend more money in America on feeding our pets, amen, than we do back in the ministry. Hey, are you against pets? Oh, no. I'm not against pets. But there's men and women going to hell. Hey, there's, amen, boys and girls lined up with track marks up and down there on being torn, and they're going to hell while nobody cares.
Jesus.
The twisting is now many degreed profession. Amen. Oh, yes. Permissiveness is now exhibited in healthy liberation. Our kids need to be liberated. Our women need to be liberated. Amen. BLM, Black Lives, they need to be liberated. Oh, yes. Amen. The minorities, everybody needs to be liberated. Have you ever seen such an hour? Amen. Where we spend all of our time and all of our resources and all of our energy deciding, amen, how everybody needs to be free. Great God, I tell you what you need to be free from. You need to be free from sin. You need to be free from the devil. You need to be free from the world. Separate yourself, amen, from the world.
Yes.
Woo! Come on.
Oh, God.
Classrooms are nothing much more today, amen, than a dangerous place to send your children.
Right. Come on.
And I understand we live in small town America, but in most parts of the world, you got to have drug dogs to enter into schoolhouses today. You got to have armed guards standing out front with loaded assault rifles. Come on now. You got to have metal detectors to keep kids, amen, from bringing knives and guns to our schools today. Why is that, Brother Jason? It's a twisted generation. We've raised a generation where we've told them you can't whip that child. You can't spank that child. And now that child's grown up and it spanks its mom and dad. Now that child has grown up and we flip cop cars upside down. Now that child has raised up and we take bricks and ransack cities. Thank God I come to tell you it's a twisted generation and somebody needs to rise and somebody needs to stand and say, I'm taking back my family.
Yes.
You may disagree with this.
Bless him, Lord.
That's fine too. But before there was ever a church, there was a family.
Right.
And so goes the family. So goes the church.
Right.
So goes the family.
Yeah.
And so goes society.
Right.
Hey.
Come on.
Right. You might love preach. I'm already past the point now where it doesn't matter. You might love help. Amen. Glory to God. But oh, I can read to you the book of Corinthians about the 17 works of the flesh. Amen. That most modern families sit down. You tell me how this works. Amen. How we can sit down and have family time. Amen. And subdue our children to Hollywood. Amen. To sex, to murder, to envy, to strife, to jealousies, to covetousness, to lasciviousness. You tell me how we can say we're going to sit down as a family, amen, and watch the wickedness of this state, modern day society, and that's normal. Great God, but we can't sit down with the Bible on the family table and read what God says to his children. You men, listen to me, boys. I don't know how many of you ain't married yet. You listen to me. There's going to come a day when you're going to grow up. Amen. Great God in heaven. And you're going to find that twilight in your eye. Woo. Come on now. I preached a little bit about duty. When was that? Was that last Sunday? I can't remember. But I remember Brother Tommy. Amen. I moved down here and met Michelle. We dated 10 months. Amen. Got married. But I remember, amen, that old man stands over in the corner. corner, and nobody cares about him. But in comes that bride, they sing a special song for her. She walks in, everybody stands when that bride comes in. I remember when, amen, when Charlie walked her down that aisle, amen, and he turned her loose when they said, who gives this bride away? And he said, her mother and I. And I took a hold, and she grabbed my arm, and we stood at that altar of holy matrimony and said, till God do a part, that's what it meant. Come on now, it's a little quiet now. Amen, that's what it meant. It ain't till you have your first fight, it ain't till you have your first disagreement. Come on, we raise this whole generation, and they think because they can't get along, it's all right to split and run off. That's why half of the children in this country are reared in a home with no father. Great God, be a man. You said you'd raise your family. Raise them. Go to work when you feel like it and when you don't. And be a man and prove this generation wrong.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
I told you, I'm
going to
preach.
Come on.
All right, I done got you, man. You women ready?
Bless you, man.
Let me tell you something. It's been a many days. I'm sure Brother Earl didn't feel like going to work. He went to work.
Glory to God.
How many days, Brother Tommy? And then 42 years. I couldn't count part of the days he didn't feel like going to work.
Amen.
But he got up and he went to work. Because it was his duty.
Right.
America don't have duty today. You know what we preach? We go sit in the psychiatrist's couch and we listen to this bunch of, amen, this bunch of hogwash. I'm trying to be good here. We listen to this bunch of hogwash and they preach us a bunch of baloney, amen, that says, do what's right. Do what feels right. If you feel like you're in bondage and you feel like you're bound down, that's what they're telling this women lives movement today. Amen. Get rid of that thing that's got you bound. Go get you another man. And the only problem is, and most of the time, after that first marriage, it's two, it's three, it's four, it's five. Because you're never going to find something that'll set you free until you find Jesus Christ. It ain't another man. It ain't another woman. It ain't another family. It ain't another child. I said it's Jesus that'll set you free. Get an altar. Put God first. This is a twisted generation.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Praise to God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Have your way, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I got to say this very reverently. I don't believe in beating my children. I believe in whipping them.
Right.
So, come on.
Hey. They can pass every law they want to, and it don't supersede the word of God.
Right.
Did you hear me?
Right.
They can pass every law they want. They'd say two men, amen, could go down to the altar and get married. Amen. But that don't supersede God's law. When God said it's an abomination and it's wickedness in his eyes. Come on now. You might as well say amen or oh me. Come on. Oh, yes. I said a twisted generation. When old Buttigieg, when he was running for president on that last term, amen, in the preliminaries, of course he never made it. He shouldn't even have been, amen, a forerunner. He gave that speech to thousands in that crowd, and he got them speaking, and they began to clap, and they began to cheer, and he turned around and went and kissed his man lover. Hey, I said it's an abomination in the eyes of God. It's a twisted generation.
You're right.
Yes.
Come on, brother.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Well,
so now we've raised kids. Tell them they don't have to listen to mom and dad.
Right.
They don't have to listen to the teacher.
Come on.
They don't have to listen to a preacher.
You're right. Bless him, Lord.
We've got ourselves a mess.
Amen.
Amen.
We've got ourselves a mess.
Right.
You hear me when I'm preaching to you? I'm preaching the truth.
Right.
Some of you may not like this right now, but this is the truth. Right. And that's why God told me to preach this, because he knows I'll do it. Come on. Woo! Hey! Oh, God. It's time to die. Begins to be the authority father figure in the home again. Come on, you women. I'm not against a woman, but God ordained Christ over the church, the man over the house, amen, and the mom and dad over the children. Don't send your children, amen, and great God, and say, well, I don't want you to do it. Go ask your mom and dad. Amen. And always have mom and dad fighting against one. Get together, amen, on these things. Raise God. Fear children, and we'll be able to change society one family at a time.
Lord,
yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Blessing Jesus.
Thank
come
you,
on,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Help.
I was at a church preaching one time, and these ladies told my wife and my girls, they were small then. I don't know how many times all week long. Boy, that's beautiful long hair. Boy, that's beautiful long hair. I wish my hair would grow like that. But finally, I had to tell them, if you stay on the beauty parlor long enough, it'd grow.
Come on.
Hey, hey. Oh, yeah. If you stay out there, you get some lift on your hair. Amen. Come on. Amen. And people tell me all the time, I wish my kids minded like yours. I wish my kids listened to me. Amen. I don't want to name names. I've been in the presence of several. Amen. I tell my kid to do something, and they run and do it. And they said, my, how in the world do you get them to do it? It's very simple. I did what the Word of God said. I spared not the rod, and I spoiled not the child. And if you try that, it worked for you too.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Woo!
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It's the truth, brother. Bless him, Lord.
Come on, come on.
You got the wind knocked out of you yet?
Holy God. Come on, brother.
Come on.
Are you ready for another round, or you want the bell to ring?
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Amen. Praise God. Have godly men. Have godly women. Have godly children. Then we can have a godly church.
Amen. Right.
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 You're right.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
This man brought his son to Jesus, Brother Tommy. And he said the devil tears him and breaks him. The devil's wreaking havoc.
Yep.
Now, I've been out nursing for 5 years. I was a nurse for almost 12 years. I think exactly, sure, close to 12 years. And I was out of it for 5 years. And I went back this winter, and it really flabbergasted me, Sister Lulu, at the inpatient addicts week we had. Amen. And it flabbergasted me that the people that's in there, Brother Tommy, amen, needing valve replacement because they're shooting up with dirty needles.
Come on.
Now, this is another debate for another time. But when they first passed that law here in Campbell County, amen, it burnt Michelle up, and it sort of did me too, I must admit. When you go down to the Campbell County Health Department and tell them I need needles, and they'll supply you clean needles, amen, that kind of bothered me until I seen the hospitals full of people, amen, with infections, amen, vegetation in their mouths, need valve replacement, infected because of dirty needles. Amen, at first glance, it makes you mad. At first glance, you think, how are we here? But I'll tell you how we're here. The devil's got a hold of them. The demoniac forces of hell is controlling their life. And he's thrown him in the fire. And he's picking him up. And he's tearing him apart. And I come to tell you, he'll tear you apart. He'll tear your children apart. You gotta rise and say, as for me and my house, we're gonna serve the Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Jesus.
Brother George, I don't know if you ever heard me tell it. I'll tell you. My dad's sister, I was TT Michelle. Her name was Katrina. We always called her TT. When my sister was little, she couldn't say Katrina. So she always called her TT, and it stuck. TT, I think, was 49. But anyway, the last 5, 6, 8 years of her life. Good mom, good woman.
My dad's baby sister.
Lived all them years with Georgia. Upstanding citizen. Nice home. I remember she had a Trans Am. Trans Am T-top. Whew. I thought that was cool stuff. When TT come and got me, we rode to Gilbert, man. Take them T-tops out. Wow. I loved her like she is my sister. Amen. Well, Earl, she got to have migraine headaches. And the doctors got her own pills, pain pills and stuff. And then here a while back when they got to clanking down and quitting all that stuff, they cut her off cold turkey. Amen. She went to the streets and she was going here, there, and yonder doing ungodly things to get pills. Amen. The devil got a hold of her and tore her apart. Casted her in the fire. My parents had her younger son, Dawson. My parents had Dawson 2 or 3 years, raised him. Amen. TT was on probation and had been in and out of jail and her life a mess. Who would have ever thought she'd get there? Amen. Anyway, my parents had Dawson. But they had him quite a while, 2 or 3 years, Brother Tommy. And they finally gave her, amen, a chance to get her own son back. So she dried up long enough to go pass drug tests to get through all that. And they finally awarded her, said, you can have your son back. Amen. And this was late one month. Early the next month, her husband got his check. Amen. She gets her pills. And she takes, they said, she took a half a bottle. Took a bottle of Xanax and dumped them over and grabbed a whole handful and swallowed a whole handful of Xanaxes. Oh, there she laid in that kitchen floor. Her face blue, foaming out the mouth like this amen boy in our story today. And Danny and Randolph picked her up and put her in the bed. They said she slept it off many times before. Slept it off. But guess what? She didn't sleep it off this day. She died in there laying in that bed. The devil, he ripped her apart. He threw her in the fire. He got the best of her. And I come to tell you, you can't play with the devil. He don't fight fair. He'll take you and spit you up. Amen. Chew you and spit you out.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Oh, God.
I'm done.
Bless him,
I preached longer than I intended.
God, have your way. Have your way, Lord.
My Uncle Larry, they wanted him to preach the funeral. He wouldn't do it. They wanted me to. So ain't no way in the world I can do it. My Uncle Larry wouldn't do it. Nobody we knew would do it. Because of the circumstances. So they's going to get some feller that doesn't even know her. I mean, he was a coal miner, friend of friends and all that. He was a good old guy, but he's an old Baptist guy. They say he's going to preach the funeral. I said, no. Call and tell him I'll preach the funeral. Hardest thing I ever did in my life, Brother Tommy. I wish I never did it. Amen. I stood up there. I'm not a crier. I cried that whole service. I wept and I cried. I wept and I cried. And I remember standing there. The Lord talks to you in awkward places. I remember standing there, Brother Tommy, looking in that casket. Amen. It really the same as my big sister. Amen. And I'm looking in that casket, Brother Earl. Amen. The Lord spoke to me and said, this could have been you. You could have been the one hooked on dope. You could have been the one. Amen. The devil tore in pieces and cast in the fire. But for my grace, but for my mercy. I come to tell you, it can be you laying in the gutter. It can be you laying up there needing a valve replacement. It can be you standing in line. Great God in heaven. Hey, I come to tell them, it's a twisted generation. Stay with me in this house. But for the grace of God. Woo! But for the grace of God. I stand here today because of the grace of God. I stand in this very service because of the mercy and the grace of an almighty God. Hey, I preached hell. Amen. I faced hell rather in this service. I feel the very heart of hell trying to linger in this service right here today. Hey, I beg God this whole service. Let me preach my second sequel to the importance of the Word of God. But the Lord spoke to me sitting over there and said, preach what I'm giving you.
Holy God, have your way.
I wish this house was full.
Yes, yes, yes.
I wish about half of these out here standing probably within a 10-block radius of this church was in here right now listening to this.
Yes, my God.
24-year-old Brother George, up there at St. Mary's, I can't tell you all this, you know. Too much detail. 24 years old. Brother Earl. Way under 150, I guess. Probably 130, I'm guessing. He told me, he said, man, I used to weigh 165. He told me, he said, man, I used to be a rough and rowdy champion. I knew his name, I was taken care of. He said, look me up on YouTube. He said, they did a documentary on me. This guy come from out of the coal mining camps up where West Virginia, and he fought his way up, and he won the rough and rowdy 2 or 3 years in a row. And anyway, he went to the States and got whipped in the States, state in the state championship up in Morgantown. But he said they did a documentary. I looked it up. Hey, man, I watched that documentary, and I seen a red-headed, strong, hey, man, boy, that could whip just about anybody in his weight class. Hey, man, in the entire state besides one, he can whip anybody his same weight. But great God, now he's laying in the hospital. Now he's shriveled up. Now he's about to die. Now his ejection fraction was about 12%. He was hanging in the balances. He went to death and life. And I said, son, how did you get here? He said, the devil chewed me up and spit me out. The devil pulled me to fire. I got on drugs. I shot up with a contaminated needle, and the devil floated in the fire.
Amen.
I love you. I want you to look at me. Everybody in this house, look at me.
Yes.
You think I'd get up here and preach like this because I want to be hateful?
No.
You think I'd get up here and sweat and I'd scream and I'd look like a wild man because I just want to do this?
Come on, brother.
I'm fighting the hordes of hell right now for your soul.
Amen.
Because one of these days,
amen,
you're going to remember this message.
Hallelujah.
One of these days, you're going to remember that preacher that cared about me. One of these days, you're going to remember. Yea, I say this day, why are you tarrying? Yea, I speak to you this day, Lot lingered, Lot got left behind. Yea, I say unto thee this day, run to this altar. You can find me. Yea, I say, run to this altar, and you'll find what you need. This day, saith God. I'm done. Come on, Sister Missy Gibson, too. This altar's been given. God has spoken to your heart. What are you going to do with it? You'll remember this for 1,000 years. You'll remember this for 1,000,000 years. Don't let the devil chew you up, spit you out. Come on. Let's fill these altars here today. Come on. God spoke to your heart.
It feels like they lost it all. They're over the edge with no one there to break their fall.
Find you a place and pray.
Find you a place
and God brings them.
Feel so unloved. They've been giving themselves away a little bit every day just to be
there. You need God. You need the mercy.
And what do you say to a hopeless soul who can't remember their way? And everything is out of their control.
Greater than the grave.
breakthrough, and it's so hard for them to hear.